Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Kritzos Daf Yotes, Kritzos 19. On today's Daf Yomi, we have a statement that Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel, HaMasasek B'chalavim V'arayos Chayav, that if a person is not intending to eat Chalav or commit an act of arayos, a person was not intending to eat this forbidden food or to engage in this sexual act, meaning to say the person thought that they were sleeping with someone who was permitted for them and they ended up sleeping with somebody who was not permitted for them, or a person was intending to eat the permitted meat and they accidentally took the forbidden meat, that we say under these circumstances, the person is still going to be liable to bring the sin offering shekein nana, because the person benefited from the eating of the, when they engage in this sexual act or when they ate the forbidden fat, they benefited from it. And for these actions, we say they do not require kavana. They do not require intent. And so therefore, that is the statement that Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says. However, with respect to Shabbos, with somebody who does misasik b'Shabbos, says the Gemara, meaning to say that if a person engages in this type of action on Shabbos, but they have no intent at all to do it, meaning to say they intended to do a permitted action and somehow they ended up doing this prohibited action, they're going to be exempt. What's the reason why they're going to be exempt? My taima, says the Gemara, what's the reason that they're exempt if they do this action on Shabbos? And the reason is because we say with respect to Shabbos, melachas machsheves asra Torah, the Torah only prohibited those things which are calculated labor, the only those things which the person acted with intent, that they had the intent to do this exact action. But if somebody was a misasik, that they would just happen to have done this, that they didn't intend, they're going to be exempt. What's the reason why on Shabbos we require melechas machsheves? And the reason is because the passage of Shabbos is next to the passage of Mishkan. That teaches us about all the prohibited activities that we do on Shabbos. They all relate to the building of the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, we state that it needs to be Melachas Machsheves. The Mishkan is called the Melachas Machsheves, the work of intent. And so therefore, we say that on Shabbos, it requires melachas machshavas. The idea behind this is that we know, as a background, I should have said this earlier, that the Gemara, that the rabbis taught us that there are 39 prohibited activities. And all of these activities come from the laws of the activities that were necessary to build the Mishkan. And so we see not only the activities themselves, but the way in which they were done. And so therefore, this basic principle is with respect to Shabbos, it needs to be melachas machshavas. And so we've established now, according to the Gemara, based upon the statement of Shmuel, that Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel, that even though, generally speaking, when it comes to Shabbos, you're going to be exempt from a sacrifice if you're just a misasik, there was no intent to do that action, nevertheless, with respect to Chelev and Arayos, you're going to be liable. And the distinction is because when it comes to Chelev and it comes to the prohibited sexual activity, there is a benefit from that, and there's pleasure involved, and so therefore, even though it wasn't your intent to do this activity, we're still going to say you have to bring a carbon chatas. And the Aruch HaNer explains that what is the distinction? Because the person intended to benefit, even though he didn't intend to benefit in this manner. And so therefore, since the person intended to benefit, it's like he intended to sin. That's the explanation of the Aruch HaNer. And on the basis of that explanation, that nana, that benefiting, is considered to be like miskaving, is considered to be like intent. The Asfion de Araisa explains, based upon Rashi and Aran, that even according to the position that says that a mitzvah, in order to receive a reward for doing a mitzvah, you need to have intent. And according to that position, if you do a mitzvah without kavana, without any intent, the person has not fulfilled his obligation. That principle, that by a mitzvah you need intent, and if you have no intent, you have not fulfilled your obligation, that is only applying to a mitzvah where the body does not have any benefit from it at all. And so therefore, since the body has no benefit at all, Therefore, we say that's the principle, that without any intent, you have not fulfilled your obligation. However, if there is a mitzvah that involves eating or using your body, like, for example, says the Asvin Dereisa, like, for example, the mitzvah of eating matzah, since you are benefiting by eating it and you're using your body, then even if a person has no intent to fulfill the obligation of eating matzah, the person will be getting benefit from it. And so therefore, just like with respect to prohibitions, we say that somebody who is misasek, who is involved in chelov and arayos, they are going to be liable to bring a chatos, even though they had no intent, because they have a benefit. So too, says the Asvin Dereisa, that we should say the opposite, that somebody who does the mitzvah without intent, if this is a mitzvah which involves the body receiving some sort of benefit, then we're going to say that indeed you should actually get reward for that mitzvah, even though you had no intent. However, others argue with the Asvin Dereisa, and they say, how do we know that that's what the Torah wants us to feel benefit from the matzah? How do we know that that was the intent of the Torah at all? Maybe the mitzvah of matzah is just because it's a mitzvah. We understand that by the chelov and the arayos, that by those things there's going to be physical actions which relate to pleasure, and these are things that the Torah tells us not to do. But how do we know that the matzah is tied to physical pleasure for the body? And maybe the Torah is just telling us to eat the matzah, and the eating of it is incidental. And so that's the question that they raise on the Asvin Dereisa, who says that one can fulfill a mitzvah without intent when it comes to the benefiting of the body.